Hey, folks, it's Mike Church. You know, when I was a little chirrins, I remember loving the old Dunkin' Donuts TV spot. You know, the one with the guy who woke up at 3 a.m. mumbling to his wife,
I gotta make the donuts.
Well, fast forward 40 years, and now I'm the guy waking up at 3 a.m. mumbling to my wife,
I gotta make the radio.
But I have a secret weapon the Dunkin' Donut dude did not have. Crusade Channel Cappuccino Dark Roast Coffee and whole bean or ground. Our fresh, aromatic gourmet coffee is made from 100% fair trade beans, freshly imported, roasted, and then delivered fresh to you. So, whatever AM you arise at, to make what you gotta make, count on Crusade Cappuccino Dark Roast Coffee. Order today at crusadechannel.com/coffee or by telephone at 844-527-8723.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Stacey Cohen.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Friday, August 28, 2020. I'm Stacey Cohen reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at the Cohen Ranch in Winkelman, Arizona. This report is brought to you by McClure Tables, using Michigan hardwoods in Michigan to make the best made-in-the-USA shuffleboards on the market. Shuffle on over to McClureTables.com. That's M-C-C-L-U-R-E, tables.com. Here's what to listen for this hour. President Trump formally accepted the GOP nomination. Jacob Blake is reportedly handcuffed to his hospital bed, even though he is paralyzed. And a peach of a problem, having a recall. President Trump formally accepted the GOP nomination for re-election on Thursday evening in front of a sea of guests on the White House South Lawn to close out the 2020 Republican National Convention. Trump alternated between slamming Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden and offering what he said was a positive vision for the country to wild cheers of four more years. From 1,500 supporters that were in White House lawn chairs, maybe two of those people had masks on. In a lengthy 70-minute speech, Trump contrasted what he said was Biden's downcast vision with his own vows to continue to tax cuts, land a woman on the moon, lower prescription drug costs, keep America out of endless and costly foreign wars, and ensure the U.S. takes our businesses out of China. Who stole the show from him? Ivanka Trump, his daughter, at least in my opinion, and senior White House advisor. She offered an intimate portrait of her father in her 2020 Republican National Convention speech, describing him as compassionate, a crusader for the everyday American. While each of Trump's four adult children have spoken in endorsement of his reelection bid, Don Jr. on Monday, Tiffany and Eric Trump on Tuesday, none has been as intimately linked to the presidency as Ivanka. The trusted advisor spoke of moments where her father rebuffed bad advice from his economic advisors, made unpopular decisions, and offered a rare portrait of a man who was moved by the struggles of everyday Americans. Jacob Blake is reportedly handcuffed to his hospital bed despite being paralyzed from the waist down after being shot seven times by police on Sunday. Blake's father, also named Jacob Blake, shared the development with the Chicago Sun-Times after he visited his son on Wednesday. Authorities have not announced any charges against the younger Blake, 29, who was shot by Kenosha police officer Rustin Chesky as he opened the door to his vehicle in which his sons were sitting in the back, according to officials. Cops had been responding to a call from a woman who said her boyfriend showed up at her house, though he wasn't supposed to be there. When they moved to arrest Blake, the confrontation began. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers Thursday night was not aware that Blake was cuffed to his bed. He said, I would have no personal understanding why that would be necessary. Meanwhile, Kyle Rittenhouse, a teenager arrested and charged in the shootings in Wisconsin that led to the death of two people and injury of another, he's facing six criminal counts, according to a court document that was released on Thursday. The charges against Rittenhouse in Kenosha County include first-degree intentional homicide in the death of Anthony Huber, who was carrying a skateboard when he was gunned down. A conviction on that charge alone carries a life sentence. Rittenhouse, who is 17, is being held in Illinois where he lives. He has a court hearing today, actually, for his requested extradition to Kenosha. The public defender assigned to his case in Lake County, Illinois, has declined to comment. Our quote of the day, patience is the companion of wisdom, St. Augustine. Coming up, our saint of the day, his complete turnaround and conversion has been an inspiration to many who struggle with a particular vice or habit they long to break. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Hi, I'm Barbara Dooley, and I'm excited to share some great news from my friends at Bulldog Kia. You can buy a new Kia online and have it delivered straight to your home.
Right now, 2020 Kia Soul LXs are only $15,900 at Bulldog Kia in Athens. That's right, you can get a brand new Kia Soul LX for less than $16,000. This includes $2,000 customer cash and a dealer discount of $1,415. Get your new Kia Soul today at Bulldog Kia.
Wow, what a great deal. And with their free home delivery service, you can have your new Kia delivered straight to your driveway. So do what all other smart car shoppers do and get your new Kia from Bulldog Kia on the Atlanta Highway in Athens or at bulldogkia.com.
Must take delivery by August 3rd, 2020. Exempt stock number K20921, MSRP $20,315. Dealer retains all rebates and incentives, taxes, tag fees, and dealer added items not included. See dealer for details.
We'll see ya at Bulldog Kia.
Our saint of the day is St. Augustine. St. Augustine of Hippo is a patron saint of brewers because of his conversion from a former life of loose living, which included parties, entertainment, and worldly ambitions. His complete turnaround and conversion has been an inspiration to many who struggle with a particular vice or habit that they long to break. This famous son of St. Monica was born in Africa, and he spent many years of his life in wicked living and in false beliefs. Though he was one of the most intelligent men who ever lived, and though he had not been brought up a Christian, his sins of impurity and his pride darkened his mind so much he could not see or understand the divine truth anymore. Though through prayers of his Holy Mother and the marvelous preaching of St. Ambrose, Augustine finally became convinced that Christianity was the one true religion. Full of bitter sorrow, Augustine flung himself out into the garden and cried out to God, "How long more, O Lord? Why does not this hour put an end to my sins?" Just then he heard a child singing, "Take up and read." Thinking that God intended him to hear those words, he picked up the book of the letters of St. Paul. He read the first passage his gaze fell on. It was just what Augustine needed, for in it St. Paul says to put away all impurity and to live in imitation of Jesus. That did it. From then on, Augustine began a new life. He was baptized, became a priest, a bishop, famous Catholic writer, founder of religious priests, and one of the greatest saints that ever lived. He became very devout and charitable, too. His feast day is August 28th. Rioters in Kenosha, Wisconsin vandalized a synagogue and a church on Wednesday evening during protests described as peaceful by the mainstream media on the fourth night of unrest, right after the shooting of Jacob Blake on Sunday. The synagogue was tagged with a "Free Palestine" in the driveway, the same slogan scrawled on a synagogue in L.A. during the first wave of Black Lives Matter riots in late May. Few Democrats spoke out against the anti-Semitic attacks, which extended to other synagogues as well as a kosher market and other Jewish-owned stores. A church was also vandalized. It signed a face with the initials BLM, short for Black Lives Matter. Swaths of coastal Louisiana were underwater, homes were flattened, hundreds of thousands were without power. At least six people were dead after Hurricane Laura left a path of destruction from water and high winds across Texas, Louisiana, and into parts of Arkansas. The storm's wrath was worst in Louisiana, where four people were killed by falling trees, according to Governor John Bel Edwards. The other two deaths, also in Louisiana, were a man who died of carbon monoxide while running a generator inside his residence, and another who drowned when a boat sank during the storm. Video of Holly Beach, right near where the storm made landfall early Thursday morning, showed flattened homes and flooded property. Many are elevated on stilts but lost all or parts of their roofs. About 1,900 people remain sheltered in hotel rooms provided by the state. The governor said Thursday afternoon another 800 rooms were available for those in need. The hotel rooms are being used in order to avoid gathering large groups in shelters during the coronavirus pandemic. A peach recall has expanded to include loose peaches and peach products after 78 people got sick in 12 states by salmonella poisoning linked to the fruit. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said Thursday the agency is warning more salmonella poisonings are possible. Illnesses might not yet be reported due to the time it takes between when a person becomes ill and when the illness is reported. Takes about 2 to 4 weeks, the CDC said. The fruit at the center of the multi-state outbreak was shipped to retailers in more than 30 states. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration said last week the number could grow. More than a dozen companies have recalled the peaches or products. These include Aldi, Food Lion, Hannaford, Kroger, Target, Walmart, Wegmans, and Russ Davis Wholesale. Don't eat your peaches if you bought them from any of those places. Send me your news tips to news@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day, the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Stacey Cohen for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.